Welcome, Better Human. Today is a Better Sovereign show. We're talking about Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is something for humanity. You do want to pay attention. You do want to understand it. You're either a pre-coiner or a Bitcoiner. You will eventually become a Bitcoiner. And whether or not you get in early or late, you'll likely get the price you deserve when you enter. What you can assume I'm implying is sooner the better. Tweet I put out today. Bitcoin is a mathematical revolution. Reality. It only has to grow more than -3% a year to beat the US dollar. It's currently averaging around 200%. When you understand risk return, game theory, history of money, you reach what I call the Bitcoin epiphany. The Bitcoin epiphany takes time to reach. I would say it probably took me like 100 hours of research. It took me probably 40 hours of research to get to the point where I was sold on it, but I wasn't willing to really go all in. And you don't have to go all in. Even a small 5% allocation of your net worth could potentially be massive. But when you really, really dive into it and you have that epiphany, as I said, you see the reality. You can't unsee it. It's like discovering a truth. You just can't undiscover it. It's there. Once you discover it, it's there. It exists. That's what I feel with Bitcoin. And I know a lot of the Bitcoin maximalists and the people that have gotten there, just people like Michael Saylor that use his company to buy as much Bitcoin as possible, they've had the same epiphany. They just mold over. They think about it. They consider it. And it keeps leading them to this conclusion that Bitcoin is the future. Now, if you're new to Bitcoin, or if you haven't done a lot of the research or study, or even if you've done a little bit and you've looked at other things like Ethereum and other altcoins, you might think you have a pretty healthy understanding of Bitcoin, or you might think you have a healthy strategy to it, but you probably don't. And I just implore you to go deeper and longer and invest the time and energy, because this is something that is the greatest asymmetric return in our lifetime. This is something that you could work a 9-to-5 or even part-time or even minimum wage. And if you funneled as much of that money as possible into Bitcoin now and continually, that you will be able to achieve financial freedom in your future. I mean, it might come way faster than we think too. Like, we're talking maybe potentially a few years now, 10 at least. And we're talking millions per Bitcoin, basically. It's like they say, sell people what they want, give them what they need. I'm gonna sell you on buying Bitcoin with the financial upside narrative. But the reality is, this is actually a revolution that's gonna change humanity. It's also your best bet at taking complete control of your sovereignty away from government. Nobody can take your Bitcoin. You can lose it if you're not careful. Again, spend the time and research and have a strategy, but the government can't take it away. They can't inflate it away. They can't manipulate it. It is uncensorable money, and that's why it's the future of humanity. And it's going to bring financial independence, sovereignty to 7 billion humans, and especially the poorest of the poor. So this is something that is literally the best chance for humanity to solve things like starving children or modern day slavery. Now, I was watching a video on Dubai yesterday and how just ridiculous Dubai actually is. It's built on slave labor. And people, they go into these work contracts, and these companies gouge them and basically turn them into indentured servants. And they get into debt, and this, like, it's disgusting that with the prosperity we have in the world today, and the irony of a place like Dubai, which has so much wealth that it just builds stupid things it doesn't need. And it's just like the worst example of urban planning and central planning that there is. It's literally the epitome of human stupidity manifested through government control. In that world, we have people that are basically slaves. I'm gonna sell you on Bitcoin by saying buy this, because it'll transform your wealth and your future wealth and your family's wealth and your children's, etc. But what you're actually gonna get is you're gonna get sovereignty, which to me is the most important thing. The ability to dictate your future, to control it yourself rather than someone else. And unlike the dollar in any fiat currency, the government can't manipulate it. So the government can keep printing dollars or printing whatever fiat it is. And all those fiat dollars that you have and operate in and earn in are devalued. The only defense against this is Bitcoin. Right? There's nothing else you can do. Some people might say gold, silver. I don't think so. I think those actually have been demonetized. I think they've already been demonetized by Bitcoin. And I've bought a lot of silver. I own silver. I sold most of my gold, but I still have silver because it has industrial use. And I still think that over time, as cell phones, solar, electronics, as this keeps growing, as we become more of a digitized world, we're going to keep needing silver. Gold is used a little bit in industrial applications, but silver is just amazing for industrial use. So I do own that. And I think that's something that will always have value and probably increase in value. But it's definitely going to pale in comparison to just having Bitcoin. So I know that like I'm making a trade off there, but I do want a little bit of that physical to it so that if I'm crossing a border somewhere and I got some silver coins, like I can pretty much take those anywhere in the world and someone will exchange them or they will accept them as payment. So I implore you to do the research, to dive into what I mean by a negative 3% a year return, which is actually higher, or I would say lower than that. I mean, the inflation rate at this point is probably something between 10 and 15% in America. And there's no signs of it slowing down, especially after they pass this ridiculous infrastructure bill. They're just going to keep printing money as they do. They're going to keep quantitative easing. The Fed's going to increase their balance sheet and keep buying up assets. It's going to inflate the stock markets. We're going to go to the way of Japan. Everyone that is owning real estate or stock market, they're going to think they're geniuses because everything's just going up, 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 up because the money keeps injected in the system and that money flows into assets. It creates asset inflation. Everyone else gets poor. It's bad all around. And the beneficiaries of this fiat system, those that are in government, those that are close to the money printer, and the ultra wealthy that own assets that can have unlimited flexibility for benefiting from this, these rising prices and these the fact that they're scarce assets and everyone is now trying to flood into them, which creates these skewed economic supply and demand issues. These people want to prop up the fiat paradigm. They don't care. But people like you and me, even the little bit of wealth that I have from myself and my family, over the next 10 years, if I don't have a mitigation strategy, I will be poor. At this point, 2021, maybe financially free if I keep it up for the next 5 to 10 years. I'm very specific about my strategy. If I did nothing in 10 years, I would basically have nothing. That's what inflation does. It's just toxic. It's a parasite on society and it robs from you on a daily basis. That's why they call it the silent tax. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about here, if you don't know what inflation is, if you don't understand very simple supply and demand economics and why when you make more of something, the value comes down, right? Then you got to do that necessary work to get it because we're talking about literally what you need to survive on a daily basis, right? You might think that if I told you that you could starve and not have access to food or to be able to feed your family, you would tell me that I'm probably crazy. But over a long enough time scale, you're working harder to make more money that is less valuable. And that's why it's this constant treadmill. And this is why you're forced to want to have a high time preference where you spend money, you consume, you go into debt. These are all the things that are a byproduct of toxic money and are broken, centrally planned, government controlled ridiculousness that the founding fathers would probably look on at this point and be like, well, damn. At least we got a good 200 years out of it because it is actually the 50th anniversary of Nixon taking us off the gold standard. And since then, we've had the most massive upheaval and societal change and the largest growth in income inequality there ever has been. And I don't have a problem with income inequality as long as there's enough equality of opportunity. Problem is that so much of this inequality is further eroding actual physical rights, actual physical access to goods and services through the depletion, the decimation of the purchasing power and earning power of the fiat dollar or any fiat currency that the world uses to try to get ahead and to try to at least tread water and survive. People are being pushed more into becoming debt slaves and modern day wage slaves and tax slaves. They are becoming more and more dependent on the system. And what do you get from that? Well, what power does is it grows. Power is like a virus. It doesn't just die. It just grows and grows and grows. And the virus of government is using every single humanity on earth, basically, as a host that it infects, and then that it siphons resources off from, both mentally, physically, monetarily. Quite sad. Fortunately, we have Bitcoin. If we didn't have Bitcoin, as more and more of the insanity happens and even grows with everything from cancel culture to this, the craziness of politics and the divisiveness of geopolitics and all the nonsense. If we didn't have Bitcoin, holy shit, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would be thinking about my son's future. In the back of my head, I keep coming back to the reality that I'm probably going to take my family and go live on a remote island somewhere or in some South American country. And that's not a bad thing because it'll be paradise, but I just don't like the idea of having to be forced to do that. That's going to be it for today. Get in the Better Human Newsletter for your daily dose of betterment, both physically, mentally, financially, and through your sovereignty, which I hope will then manifest in your family and your future and the people around you and your community. And with enough better humans walking around, talking around, sharing ideas, you know, discovering first principles, discovering truths, red pilling, as they say, seeing through the matrix that's been pulled over their eyes, then hopefully the world will shift in a better direction and we will be the much needed checks and balance to the ever encroaching powers that be that benefit from enslaving us all. I know that sounds extreme, but it's actually not. It's literally what's happening in broad daylight. If you stick your head in the sand and you don't have a plan, you're going to be one of those people, just like when I lived in Florida. When I lived in Florida, every time a hurricane came around, nobody was prepared. And if there was an evacuation, forget about it. You'd be lucky to get out of the state before it even hits. And that's why everything sells out in the stores and all the water's gone and all the toilet paper and whatever, because people aren't prepared. And they go and they rush, just like everyone else. They stock up and hopefully they get what they need. And there's always people that suffer as a result of being unprepared. So to assume that government won't keep encroaching or is just going to somehow check itself or get better, especially if you're paying attention to what's going on, it's kind of like saying, well, Florida's never going to have a hurricane again. So like, I don't care. Literally sticking your head in the sand. So buy Bitcoin, use colin.coach/swan to get your daily, weekly, monthly. I do it daily because Bitcoin is very volatile. So I like to dollar cost average in. That's what I use to buy Bitcoin on an auto set and forget it basis. And then, you know, sometimes I make a larger buy here and there. It's some of the best fees that there are for buying Bitcoin right now. That's colin.coach/swan. And I'll see you in the next one.